When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru of New England. And let your love give back this holiday season anytime you buy or lease a new Subaru. Subaru retailers will donate $300 to your choice of national charities or to your retailer's hometown charity. Shime is out today with a bad head cold. Rest of us trying to get through it.
Limping
through it. It's like a MASH unit over here. And Courtney, good morning and hello, and your lead this morning.
Good morning, everybody. A robot uprising lead for me this morning. I always hate once it hits December and you hear about these big companies that are laying off employees right before the holidays. It seems like it happens every single year and it's terrible. But one layoff has piqued my interest. It has me a bit nervous. Waltham-based robotics firm Boston Dynamics, which we've talked about quite a bit on this show, they're the ones that have those dog-looking robots that terrifying. They, you know, are taking over.
The terrifying, the dog ones that can chase after you with a weapon.
Correct.
If they give it a weapon.
Yeah. They've laid off 5% of their workforce, approximately 45 workers last week. A spokesperson saying that it affects nearly every function of their business, and the cuts had to happen because they were, quote, burning through cash. They are still hoping to reach all of their goals with this smaller portion of workers. This is when the robots win. Right here, what we're seeing right now. If the people, the humans, can't keep up with the robot making and making sure the robots are good to go.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. This is smart house in real life. The fact that a company like Boston Dynamics, which we were told was going to be the future. That was the future. They were going to have robots that were going to take over the streets and keep us safe. If they don't have the people that are smart enough to make sure that these are robots that can actually fulfill their duties, and they're going to cut back on the human part.
So are you suggesting that perhaps they are replacing the humans with the actual robots that they are building?
That is exactly what I am. That is exactly what I am assuming.
That's a complete uprising.
See, but don't, wouldn't it go the other way, though? That the humans are making robots that don't work, so they're just going to get to the point where, you know what, worth making these robots because they don't work.
There's probably too many people in the robot space. Like Elon is in the robot space.
Right.
You saw, we talked about the debut of his robots.
Mm-hmm.
They can make a drink for you. They can have a full-on conversation with
Correct.
You.
Correct.
And so there may be too many robots, not enough human beings.
It's just if this is the future, if robots are the future and we can't keep up with the robot making when it comes to humans and they're not making the money to be able to pay these people, so they're going to, I think, replace them with more robots.
It's
the beginning of the end.
Scary.
Yes. Courtney, great lead.
Thank you.
And Greg, what about robots in an ER, though? Wouldn't that solve everything?
What do you mean?
Bedside manner is important.
But but wouldn't you rather have an answer and not have bedside? Especially the bedside manner yesterday basically said that Greg was going to die.
Right. If I went in there yesterday at Mass General, great people over there. Very nice.
The best.
A lot of listeners. But
You're right. If I went in there and just saw a robot, and mm-hmm. the robot was like, "You are going to get a CAT scan. I am going to do it right now
with like my just scanned
my,
you
with my finger." Yeah, like that would be, like that would honestly be better than
what are they
going to
do with your finger?
Well, you know, they do the CAT. They use a laser. They yeah. like point it at your whatever part of your body needs to be checked,
and whatever language is your first language, the robot will know it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll work though. Like if they could just scan you, because it seems like. Every time you have all these CAT scan machines in there,
yeah.
but you don't have nobody who can use them. And then once you do use them, it take how long does it take? 3 hours to get your results? Where if the robot can just
figure the result right there with AI,
I'm with that one all day.
Yeah,
I, like
I did
one.
Use at one point. I tried to use the translator screen yesterday, Curtis at MGH.
Oh yeah.
And the translator said Buenos Aires as a greeting.
He said, "Oh, Courtney's here."
Which was very interesting. All right. Great lead. Hi, Wiggy.
How you doing?
I'm not doing that great. Well, but I don't want to talk about me all day
right,
long.
Right, right. You fight. Just battle through it. Yeah. You'll be fine. You
I
feel
mean, 7 hours in the emergency room in urgent care. I'm not feeling great about it.
The way I always look at it, do you feel better than you felt yesterday?
I do feel better.
Then wait till the bill comes for that.
I don't even want to see that.
Our insurance covers 2%.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think a CAT scan costs?
Oh, it's a lot. Ridiculous.
Probably like $50,000.
And the blood test that I'm sure they did on you. Did they give you any morphine while you were in?
No.
Oh, okay, that usually costs a lot.
I asked for it, but
yeah,
they said
do what most people do. Let it go to collections.
What?
Is that what you do?
Do what most people do when it comes to those ridiculous bills. They charge you $5,000 for 5 minutes. Yeah. Get out of here. I saw this thing one time where this lady literally went in with her baby. And she was in there for forever, didn't see nobody, and then decided to leave, and they still charged her like $1,000 just for the whole...
Because she left?
The whole check-in
process.
Well, that's
the thing they said to me when it was like 8:30 or whatever, and I finally got my CAT scan. I said, after I was done, can I leave? And the CAT scan lady said, no, you can't leave. If you leave before you're discharged...
Yep.
Then they charge you.
Yep.
What?
Personally for the CAT scan.
Yep.
So you have to wait.
Yep.
I had to wait another hour and a half.
Right.
To finally try to get the results.
Right.
And I finally said, "Hey, I gotta go to work." Unlike Shime.
Right.
Is there any chance that you could get me my results? And
right.
They finally figured it out.
We thought the airlines were the biggest ripoff when it comes to money. Look at the hospitals.
But it is the weirdest thing, Greg. I had this with James a while back where we went to the ER and. It's packed. You wait forever to get in, and then you're just trying to leave. I'm like, I'm okay. I'm speaking for him. We're going to go home. He finally kept some food down. We're all good. And then you have to begin this, like, 16-step process.
Yeah. I know. Because you have to absolve them of all potential liability.
Right. I'm like, just give me I sign away my life. Yes. Here, just give me my son. Let's go home.
It's so annoying how bad they throw you over the barrel and give it to you, the hospitals.
Patriots 1012 in the Twitch chat. Would like to know if the CAT scan showed Van Leeuwen ice cream. It probably did. All right, anyway.
All right, so my lead, I'll make it quick, simple. Travis Hunter, if you're listening, please get a prenup. I don't know if you saw his fiance.
Bad.
Leanna Lanai, I think her name is.
Yeah.
But she went on an 8-minute rant basically trying to explain all this stuff away.
Well, on her social media?
On her social media.
TikTok. It was bad.
I would say this. If you are established in anything you do in life as a male and you meet somebody, get a prenup. Get a prenup no matter what. Because
what do you mean? Even when you start dating somebody?
Yeah. Like, if you come into it with something established already,
I think that might turn a lot of women off.
Well, guess what? If it turns them off and they don't understand it, then she's not the one for you.
I understand before you get married, but like dating somebody, there's no prenup for dating.
No, but
getting married, I'm with you 100%.
I'm saying, hey, listen, we're dating, we're getting serious. Just a little heads up. I'm gonna offer up a prenup.
100%. I would sign it. Like I don't. If you love somebody,
if Pat Connaughton, to use an example, had said to you while you were dating, you have to sign a prenup, you would have never.
If we get married,
No. Wiggy wants them to sign it right when you start.
Oh,
to
no,
date them.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, sign it because that protects you when we get serious.
Yeah, but there's no.
Did you see Pat Connaughton? $500 million. he's now worth with him and his buddy.
Did you see that?
Joe,
in real estate?
His friend. Yeah, his friend Joe.
So
yeah.
You don't think he? You don't think
you? I honestly, you sniffed that one out from the start. Like I don't know. I don't know how you blew it.
I didn't blow it. We were not meant to be. He's a great guy. Joe is the best. His best friend Joe, who's like his business partner, like is the best.
He must be listening.
No, his family listens. I know his family, but he lives out. He lives out in Milwaukee with him. Yeah. But yeah, no, very happy for them. He deserves it. He works his ass off, both of them.
Yeah, just like when we start there, and hey, here's a little prenup. So if we do get serious, it's like, you know.
But
it's like, what are those things when you go to Diddy parties, you're supposed to sign
that's
the
an NDA.
Yeah, here's a prenup for you.
There's no
What is this woman, his fiance, using as an excuse for
the worst?
She's saying the whole attraction thing, that it wasn't like when she said he's not my type, it wasn't like he wasn't ugly. She just was, because she dated a white guy, she dated a Mexican guy, she dated a black guy, she went on and on. Yeah. He just wasn't her type in that element.
She tried to talk about like cheating. She's like, I don't know if cheaters are for you, but
because remember, Travis Hunter cheated on his ex to get with her.
But then there was a video going around of her upset after he had his like best game that was going to lock in his Heisman, and she's like bitching at him.
Well, she also wouldn't. He went over right afterwards to hug her and kiss her, and she wouldn't. She didn't respond.
Yes,
right.
But for the game part,
she's like, they were letting in the cheerleaders onto the field, but they didn't let me in, and I just argued with somebody. So you're saying
mad.
You were arguing with somebody, so then you brought it to your boyfriend, fiance. Yes.
Yeah, red flags.
Yeah.
Red flags all over the place.
All over the place, man. You're about to be a top three pick. You're going to get a ton of money. And if you are, I hope you already late. That's why I said, fellas, if you're out there and you already got a little something established for
you. Always have one on you.
Always.
Like you meet somebody in line getting a coffee and you think they're attractive, throw the prenup on.
Wiggy, I have $1 million idea. Moonshot. Maybe we can go 50-50. You go 60-40 because it was your idea. A dating app that includes a prenup.
All right.
So when you swipe right, you then fill it out, and then your date has already got the prenuptial agreement.
I like that.
I don't know if those that are, particularly the women, would be interested in that, Curtis.
Well,
that might defeat the purpose.
Well, if you're a catch like Travis Hunter, maybe. Yeah.
You know what the great thing about this dating app that Curtis and I have created? It goes both ways. There are plenty of women who come into a relationship with these bums out there who are just playing video games all day.
Look at Mrs. Jackson.
They can have the same thing.
Great lead, Wiggy.
You got it, brother.
My lead real quick in Shime's absence, I feel like this is something he would have brought in or would have brought up this morning. How do you feel about fast food restaurants that veer out of their lane, that don't stay in their lane?
Sucks.
Okay. For instance, Taco Bell.
All right.
The lane is Mexican.
Yes.
Am I correct about
you
that?
You are.
Yep.
Taco Bell.
Like Carl's Jr., but go on.
Taco Bell tomorrow is adding crispy chicken nuggets to their menu for a limited time.
What in the hell?
That's not Mexican food.
No.
So you're going to Taco Bell, probably most likely between the hours of 1 and 3 a.m., and you're expecting Mexican food.
Right.
And you have chicken nuggets. They're not at the top of the chicken nugget game.
Right.
Chick-fil-A is.
Right.
You could argue that McDonald's is. But you name the place. You love Popeyes, I think. So what makes them Mexican, according to Taco Bell, is that they are coated in breadcrumbs and crushed up tortilla chips.
Okay.
That doesn't do it for me.
All right.
No.
That is, you can't just add tortilla chips that are crunched up to something and call it Mexican food.
No, that's true. I don't mind it, though. I like the fact when some of the fast food joints diversify their portfolio. I mean, look at McDonald's. McDonald's is a burger joint, but they have chicken nuggets and chicken sandwiches. Same with Wendy's.
But that's like that's just American fast food. Like that, doing the jump from Mexican into chicken, like a chicken nugget, is much different than McDonald's or Burger King having a chicken sandwich.
Maybe they just sprinkle a little bit of like taco seasoning on their chicken nuggets, and maybe they taste pretty good.
Yep.
I don't mind it.
Yep.
Oh, they look pretty good.
Yep.
All day, every day, chicken nugget.
Yep.
Oh, you know why I would say that? Because there's a picture on Twitch right there.
Is that them?
That is them. The French fries from Taco Bell, pretty good.
Huh. Well, they did veer out of their space and do those, and there were some who were upset about it.
Right.
But you, I guess you might be right about that.
Yeah, the French fries from Taco Bell, pretty good.
Yeah, so it comes with bell sauce, which is tomatoes, chilies, and garlic.
That doesn't look that bad, though.
It's like
you can also get the jalapeno honey mustard and the Hidden Valley Fire Ranch as a sauce.
Yeah. I mean, that don't look that bad. I ain't going to lie. That little chicken nugget meal right there, that looks pretty good. And their nuggets. Hey, I'm just keeping a buck. Those nuggets look better than McDonald's nuggets.
They do, yeah. All right, well, those are our leads on a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be here to talk Celtics at 9. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
It's chicken. I like fried chicken.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins beat the Flames in overtime 4-3. Credit to the Bees after a scoreless first period and going down 3-1 in the second. They clawed their way out in the third, and it was David Pastrnak's goal that won it in OT. The Milwaukee Bucks are your NBA Cup champs. The Bucks beat the Thunder 97-81 to claim the title, with Giannis Antetokounmpo winning MVP. And it feels like it's been forever since we've had a Celtics game. They've played just twice in 10 days. They take on the Bulls tomorrow at the TD Garden. Get excited, Red Sox fans. Craig Breslow says he isn't slowing down after the Garrett Crochet signing. Breslow reaffirmed yesterday while appearing on MLB Network Radio as he wants to do more to strengthen Boston's overall pitching staff.
Well, they got to keep up with the Yankees because the Yankees aren't stopping.
Nope.
So.
Well, and if you're going to say that publicly, then you got to be able to back it up, because then people are going to call on it. I mean, we talked to him here. We'll say, well, you said that you wanted to do all this stuff. Why didn't you do it?
Mm-hmm. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. Well, Wiggs, they say all this stuff because people like you give them the opportunity and defend everything they do.
Yeah, but this is my last go around. Last
all right.
stand.
All right.
This is it.
I'm with you. All right. We got the dating app and we're side by side now. Yep. I like it. 35 degrees in Boston, afternoon high of 48.
All right. What Deion Sanders said yesterday about his future, where he will be coaching next, and the rest of what was said yesterday in sports coming up next during They Said It.